Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Smooth Tuesday evening. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to LOTL, the Comfort Zone. Always bringing real artists and real music back to their waves. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the very, yes, Lord, captivating and also talented Carmen Rogers. Thank you for joining us on last week's show. I can't believe it's been, 3 years since we got a new project from you. But family, be sure to go out, purchase her new album, Stargazer, available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and also Google Play. Now, speaking of artists, I've been waiting a long time to have this very, very talented brother on the show. Hit us with a new album this year, of course, Stronger, and he blessed us with a brand new EP, If You Were Mine, on behalf of LOTL Radio, The Comfort Zone, and myself, the Teddy Bear. Please welcome Tank to the broadcast. Brother, how are you doing this evening?
One moment for Tank.
Live radio, you gotta love it. And for those, all the many listeners and supporters out there that are tuning in live, you can also listen in at the official website at LOTL, thecomfortzone.com, and also get all the latest updates on Twitter. Yeah, you can catch up with us at Twitter, too. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. My goodness, the year is already moving. We're already, in May? We're already in May, my goodness. But that's okay. We got a lot of great music on the way, of course, Tank. And then tomorrow night we'll be joined by, of course, Monifa as we get into her latest single, One Moment. So it's definitely a beautiful thing. I hope many of the listeners out there have already purchased Tank's new album, of course, Stronger. But the new EP that he has out right now, If You Were Mine, did a fantastic job. So we're just waiting for him to bless us, and we'll go from there. Definitely. If you have any questions, hey, be sure, let your fingers do the walking. Call the number, area code 323-375-3279. You know what's amazing? My program director had just brought to my attention about the tremendous loving and positive feedback that we received on the Carmen Rogers interview. Not just the interview, but the overall project, the new project, of course, Stargazer. And I know a lot of people out there saying, Teddy Bear, it's so hard to get real music anymore. It's out there. It's out there. That's one thing great about being a consumer. You have the freedom of choice what to buy. So there's a lot of great music. As the old adage, seek and ye shall find. And that's what we're here. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill the need to bring some quality music with substance back to their waves. As I said, if you're just tuning in, shame on you. But you know, the Teddy Bear loved you. We're just waiting for Tank to grace us with his appearance this evening as we talk about his new, actually two new projects, Stronger, and also his latest EP, If You Were Mine. So we got a lot to get into. And while I got you, remember now, purchase the new CD from Carmen Rogers, Stargazer. And while you're there, Stronger, of course, from Tank and Phil Perry. I affectionately call him the Maestro. He has a fantastic new album out called A Better Man. That's also available on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. So what we're going to do, going to take a little brief two until we get Tank on the line with some therapeutic music, of course, from Tawana Liao with Addicted, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. never wanna be without you.
Had to take it back just a little bit with some Tara King here in the comfort zone of LOTO Baby Radio. We are back. Yes, we are. Hope everyone has made it home safe and sound. If you haven't, please take your time. Drive safely. And again, on a very smooth but always therapeutic Wednesday evening. And tonight's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, producer, and we can also add actor to his resume, Tank, new EP, If You Were Mine, a follow-up from his long-awaited new album, Stronger. On behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTL, the Comfort Zone, it is my honor to welcome Tank to the broadcast. Brother, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
You know what? I cannot complain. It's been a long time, man. Like the old adage, great things come to those who wait. First and foremost, congratulations on a wonderful project, Stronger, and also the new EP, If You Were Mine.
And you know, it's refreshing to hear that people want to hear, you know, some good music. So, contribution.
Right, absolutely. You know, I want to take it a step further on that. When you said it's refreshing to hear people appreciating great music. Now, a couple of weeks ago, not quite a month, you caught everyone off guard, and actually me by surprise, when you went on the social media websites and you expressed your disdain and displeasure as far as the record industry in general. And I had an opportunity to just read over and see some of the things you were saying, and I've been saying that for years, as far as a lot of great artists like yourself, independent artists that have been in this industry for a long time that are putting out fantastic products but are not getting the necessary airplay or not being recognized for their contributions that they bring to the table. How do you feel right now after going on the social media and venting your frustrations about your feelings and what you're feeling and what you're seeing taking place in the industry?
Well, I mean, The beauty of that post, and, you know, just to clarify, the post was, it was last year, I think October or something like that, or no, last year, December is what
okay.
it was.
Okay.
And the beauty of that post is that, you know, these are things that people are thinking, that people are having conversations about amongst themselves, but nobody is actually speaking out or saying anything. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of times we get comfortable in our position and don't understand that the platform that we have as being celebrities, as being musical entities or actors or whatever for that matter, is that we have a voice. You know what I mean? And that with that voice, we can help bring about change. You know, it's not just about me and my project. It's about all the great R&B projects that fall under the radar because, you know, they won't do quote unquote what's fashionably correct in order to be in this hip lifestyle. I don't feel the need to disrespect women. I don't feel the need to, you know, rap about the millions of dollars that are in my pocket that should be in my bank account earning interest to pay my kids' tuition to college. I don't feel the need to glorify a lot of the things that this current culture is caught up into. And most of the real R&B artists that I know don't do it the same. So the struggle is not just for me. The struggle is for everybody. And it was an eye-opener because everybody that was having those conversations was like, you know what? He's kind of right. And the people who wanted to deny it and just brush it under the rug, they couldn't, because once it hits that social media and once it hits that network, it's out there for everybody to see. So now people had to really pay attention to the music that was being played and the music that wasn't being played. You know, they had to actually do a real self-inventory and say, hey, am I part of the solution or am I part of the problem? And, you know, that's enough for me. For people to have to think about it and make a conscious decision on what it is. You want good music or not? And that's all I'm asking. If you're going to give the music that's going to tear down our community a fair shot, then give the music that's going to uplift our community at the same time the same shot.
Well, let me ask you, do you feel naturally gifted R&B soul artists are being put into a box where they're quote-unquote being forced to sing pop music, more of a pop genre of music, in order to get airplay? And the flip side, you see a lot of British artists, which has taken place for years, for decades, where they sing R&B music and they get substantial amount of airplay. Do you think that's an indictment of just the executives of the record industry in general?
Well, I mean, you'd want to try to pin it on one entity, and, you know, this system is set up so that you can't really, you know, you can't really find the person or persons who've orchestrated, you know, said events. But it started with the merging of R&B hip-hop. That's where it started, where R&B didn't have its own chart. Hip-hop didn't have its own chart. They made us one genre. You know what I mean? And I don't want to say it's they just made it all black people, because you have a lot of people of different races that do R&B and hip-hop. But for that style of music, if you wanted to do that style of music, you were going to be grouped together in a pot, and you were just going to have to fight your way out. And there's no reason that I should be on the same ballot as Rick Ross in terms of a nomination or in terms of sitting in front of a record station. I'm saying, man, I need you to play my record. Well, I got this Ross record. We don't do nothing alike. Nothing even close to similar. So it all started right there. I'm not sure whose bright idea that was, but it started right there. And in defense of R&B, we had to try to find a way to compete with music that was just beating us up from a tempo standpoint, from a shot value standpoint, and all together. So we had artists that started to lose their R&B way because they had to compete with the hip-hop in order to even survive. And once artists started figuring out, hey, we're just not going to really totally be able to compete with hip-hop, we got to figure something else out. Now let's just try to be pop. Let's just try to water it all the way down. Let's just try to fit in. Let's just try to earn some money and so that our time won't be wasted, at least. You know what I mean? And so when you ask who, it's hard to pick out who. Would I love to say the record companies need to fight just as hard for R&B music as they do for the pop and the hip-hop music? Yes, absolutely. Would I like to see the same kind of budgets from record companies on the R&B side that they put on the pop and rap side? Absolutely. Would I like to go to radio stations and say, hey, man, in your power format, you don't have one R&B song. Why not? We need some R&B songs in power format. I'd love to go to the major radio conglomerates and say, hey, man, how do we mix this up? How do we get on your playlist? How do we become popular? If the British guy or the British young lady can do an R&B song and it gets played on your power station and power rotation, then why can't we? Why can't we as Americans get that? You know what I mean? So it's tough to point the finger at one entity. I think that the industry as a whole has contributed to not really letting R&B live like it's supposed to live. Like we come from the mainstream. You know what I mean? Back in the day, a rapper couldn't get his music on mainstream radio without an R&B guy singing a hook. And certain songs, certain content wasn't allowed to be played. There was integrity involved when it came to radio and all of these other things. It just wasn't going to happen. All of that has changed completely. Who do we blame? Man, it's a lot of fingers to point. But ultimately, we got to stop pointing fingers and we got to get to work. We got to find the people that are willing to fight and willing to make that push and willing to fight for the same changes that we all want and stand and believe in and create our own audience. Create our own stations if we got to. Create our own distribution if we got to for the people that still want to hear it. Every weekend right. I go out there, there are 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in sold-out venues listening to me sing R&B. So they're out there. They're there.
Right. Absolutely. I just think that, as far as, times change, things change, and we evolve. And I think over the last 15 to 20 years, things have changed so dramatically in the industry where I remember having a conversation with Melissa, oh, my God, kind of leaves my name right now. Kind of leaves my tongue. It'll come back to me. But she walked out of the industry, she said, because she felt as though the industry did not respect songwriters like they used to. And I'm seeing a lot of singers, they're going from either pop to jazz, even moving over to gospel. I guess it's a means to an end to get the necessary airplay. And for you, one of the things I've always respected about your music, it's always been pure, it's always been raw, and it's always been very vulnerable. How have you been able to kind of maintain that integrity over the years in this ever-changing industry we call music?
Well, the beauty of my career, I think, is that I got in early, before all of these crazy changes started happening, and I was able to build a foundation of listeners and consumers that enjoyed my product. The really good part is that no one has come along like me, so I'm enjoying the space all to myself right now as we speak. So that helps a lot. And it's the other part of it for me is that I'm still competing. You know what I mean? Just as I hold true to my form of R&B and what I do, I'm still part of the process of making these current moves and movements. A lot of these, the artists, the Chris Browns and Trey Songz and all of these guys, I still help make music and write songs, and I'm kind of in the middle of all of this happening, in terms of all of these R&B artists. So I'm still relevant, as it pertains to competing and just being in it. I got my nose in it, So when it comes time to making my project, I know how to take those elements from, like I spoke on what's being played on those power stations and all of that,
right,
and kind of filter them in, to what I do R&B wise, so that it doesn't feel old,
Right.
It just feels like good R&B. It's classic current R&B, So I just fight to get new listeners. I fight for people, kids of these days to be inspired like I was when I first heard New Edition and when I first heard Guy and when I first heard Babyface. That's the thing I'm still fighting for. So I'm always trying to find creative ways you know, to stay on top of that.
Right. Well, you know, we're both 21, you know, for the second time.
Yes,
that's okay.
Absolutely.
And we both grew up in an era where everything as far as music was predicated on lyrics, substance.
Yes.
It meant something. In today's music industry, I wanted to ask you, because to me personally, your album, Stronger, was a phenomenal, I mean, a really great album. For you as an artist, because I know you're very critical of your music, how would you rate your music? How would you rate the Stronger album?
To me, my Stronger album was one of my best albums. And I felt that way because I just made music. You know, I didn't go for a radio record, or I didn't go for, oh, my fans know me for this, so let's just do that and stay in this box. I wanted to make music. You know, I wanted to call up my musicians and my bass players and my guitar players and my horn players and string players and say, hey, guys, let's just make an album and let the chips fall where they're made. And what I learned is that there's a thing that they show you, and there's a thing that's really happening. When we came out our first week, I think we sold like 14,000, you know, records the first week, which, you know, which is not good. But as I travel around the country and do all of these shows, all of these musicians and all of these singers and all of these people, they're like, Stronger was absolutely incredible. We listen to it every day. We hope you sing 5 songs off of the album. We hope, as a musician, man, I was just shedding to one of the songs. You know, ain't nobody better. Me and the bass player, we were just in the basement. I had my drums. And so I learned that, you know, sometimes the music is not for sale. Sometimes the music is for inspiration. And that part of it is a victory for me. I'm okay with that. You know, so I rate it as a success. I mean, I did what I sought out to do. I sought out to make music and inspire musicians and singers and songwriters and producers to just be free and make music.
You know, in today's industry, it's very hard to remain true to who you are as an artist when you have so many obstacles presented to you, because people are quick to sell out for fame and fortune. And they forget the initial reason why they got into the business, because of the love of the art form. And speaking love for the art form, If You Were Mine, when I listened to the entire EP, I said, wait a minute. I said, you just put out a very fantastic product with Stronger. Then you come right back with If You Were Mine. What made you decide to do that? I know Valentine's Day was right around the corner when you put this product up. Man, you did a wonderful job, and you put your own special spin. You put your imprint on a lot of these classic songs.
Two reasons. One, because I love those songs, and, you know, there's always this thing, man, if I had that song, that's, you know, that's how singers kind of, that's always our line. Man, if I had that song, woo, man, I would have, put the spank on the thing on the thing. You know, so we always have that thing about us, that just competitive thing that drives us to sing other people's songs, you know what I mean, when we're riding in the car or, you know, or just chilling by a piano. But, you know, very few people actually muster up the courage to actually put it on record and put it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, well, let's, you know, I love your song. Let me show you how I would sing that song if it was my song. And so If You Were Mine was a concept that my manager came up with, and he said, you're going to cover, you're going to do 6 covers, you're going to do the current pop R&B smashers, and you're going to knock them out of the park. And it was for that competitive reason, number one, and two, it was for the other reason that we spoke about, is that R&B always needs new listeners. You know what I mean? The thing that I've noticed about my career is that it hasn't been a matter of people liking my music. It's just been a matter of people not knowing that I even had music out. You know what I mean? The whatever forms of marketing and promotions that were put out there weren't stretching far enough to reach all the people that I needed to reach, so that they could at least hear me and give me a shot. You know, so covering these records gave me an opportunity to be heard by people who had never heard of me, but they knew these songs. So as they sang along to these records that they're used to singing along to, they're like, oh, my, this record's, oh, I don't remember that part in the original record. Who is this guy? Oh, that's Tank. Who's Tank? Oh, well, Tank is such and such as we Google here. Now we've opened ears and opened eyes in a fan base that probably has no idea who I am and thought that I was probably the original guy that they liked and found out that I'm not and I'm somebody else and I'm actually pretty good too. And so now we have this whole other movement, you know, right. We have this whole other movement going. And it's crazy how people have responded to it. And so now I think we got to do a part two, you know what I mean? And but the part two is going to be, that classic R&B, though. We're gonna take it back. We're gonna remind people of where this R&B came from with this part two. So just keep your eyes and your ears open for that.
You are the man. So it is written. So it shall be done. Let's get into some new music from Tank, of course, from the new EP. If You Were Mine, one of my favorite songs on the new EP is called End of Time. Here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
you know, my idea for being on the show with her is, you know, was to support my artist, you know what I mean, and show that, you know, I'm a real part of her career, a real part of her life, that type of thing. But, you know, everything else that they're offering me, man, I'm just kind of weaving and trying to stay away from, man, because, you know, if it's not a thing that you can control, you'll find yourself in a very bad situation on the other end of it. You know, some people, you know, they end up with some cool money in their account, but, you know, they've lost the thing about them that made them special. It's all been vandalized and all been tampered with and all been, it's just been so much dirt put on it by whatever thing they participated in that, it, you know, at the end of the day, it just wasn't worth it. You know what I mean? For that little money that they put in your pocket to maintain your integrity. So, you know, something great comes along, you know, from a TV standpoint, you know, I'm all for it, but it has to be great. It has to be positive. It has to be, it, you know, it has to be who I am. You know what I mean? I'm a father. I'm a son of, you know, a grandson of a pastor, you know what I mean? Like, all these things have to make sense. You know, when I call the pastor back home, I can't tell him the foolishness. She's not having it. She just ain't having it, you know. So, and I hold my mama's opinion and my grandmama's opinion in high regard. High.
The few times that I've had an opportunity to see you on television, you look comfortable. I've always thought that it would be a matter of time before you made that transition and do both, because at the end of the day, as we said, it is a business and Tank is a brand. So for you, where do you see yourself kind of expanding your brand over the next 5 years and possibly doing some movies or some major motion pictures on the big screen?
Yeah, you know, the thing about the acting world is that it's a totally different world, and, you know, it takes the same amount of time and dedication, you know, that I've put into this music. And so by me trying to, you know, keep the music in a certain place, it hasn't warranted me a lot of time to dedicate to the acting. So, you know, the roles and the things that I've gone out for, you know, I've nailed them. You know, we got the Togetherness on HBO right now. We got the Born Again Virgin getting ready to come on TV1. We got the November Rule movie that Queen Latifah and her people just shot, getting ready to drop. So, you know, there's a few things that are gonna you know, surface, and people are gonna, you know, start seeing me more in that area. But the thing that I really want to do, like that real movie superstar, you know, that's the thing that I'm still working on. That's the thing that I'm still working for. And so, you know, it's just going to take a little time, but I'm working for it. I want it. I wanted that.
Today's Tank, if he could get in a time machine today and go back and talk to the Tank 10 years ago, what would he tell him?
10 years? That would be 2005?
2005.
Maybe we could go back 10 years.
13 years, okay.
2002. And I tell that Tank, it ain't personal. You know, when these guys are making business decisions, you know, behind closed doors about, you know, what they're going to do with their record company and what they're going to do with their artists, it's not personal. You know, it's business. And I got so caught up into the personal aspect of it that I made some costly mistakes, you know, in my career at that time. You know, prayerfully I was able to rebound and make my way out of that. But I just took everything so personal, you know what I mean? And when I finally understood the business and understood what it was all about, you know, I understood how much of it falls on my shoulders as well, and not just the record company. So, you know, I had to do a real self inventory. It took about 4 or 5 years for that inventory to take place. And once I finally got it, I was able to work my way out of it. But it's business. You know, you have to find a way to be a priority, to make yourself a priority. You know what I mean? And that only comes with hard work. It only comes with success. It only comes with getting in these streets and really proving your worth. And so, you know, that's what I tell every artist. You know, don't ask for nothing. Make believers out of them if you have to. You know what I mean? You earn it. because there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? With really rolling up your sleeves and getting out there and cutting some real grass and raking the extra grass up and putting it in the trash bag. Like, it's back to that. It's back to the old school way of grinding it out and earning your keep. And, you know, that's what I do in my sleep. I do that all day. So, yeah, Tank in 2002, don't take it so personal. Tank in 2015, the businessman has learned better.
There you go. Life is a journey, and as time goes by, we experience growth, so it's always a positive thing. And all the many listeners and supporters out there saying, Teddy Bear, where can we get the EP, if you were mine? I'm glad you asked. You can always stop by at www.hotnewhiphop.com/tank, if you were mine. It's a mixtape. You can download it free of charge. But while you're doing that, be sure to stop by Amazon, iTunes, Google Play to purchase his latest album, Stronger. What is next on the horizon for Tank? Where can we go see you perform?
Well, this weekend we're in Chicago and Cincinnati Friday and Saturday, and we're in the process of just posting all of these dates on the website and keeping everybody abreast on the IG and on the Twitter, and just engaging the fans and letting them know exactly where we're going to be. So, you know, everybody that wants to keep up with me, just hit me at The Real Tank everything, at The Real Tank Twitter, at The Real Tank Instagram, at The Real Tank all over the place. And I'll be sure to keep you posted and let you know where exactly I'm going to be.
Absolutely. The Real Tank everything for Facebook, Twitter, and also at the official website. That's at therealtank.com. It's always a beautiful thing. The title cut, If You Were Mine. When you listen to the song, I think everyone has their own special quality as far as their own special interpretation of a song. And as I said before, one of the things that I really truly appreciate about you is that you throw and give all of yourself into your music. For you, on this particular song, how did you manage to take yourself there? I mean, really, that extra oomph and throw yourself into this particular song?
Well, I made it a combo song, you know, because I knew that I wanted to give people an opportunity to think about it, you know. So you have people that feel like, you know, this is a woman song. Like, if you were mine, girl, I would wine you and dine you and give you all the diamonds in the world and let you ride in my fancy car, take you to my fancy house. You know, you have people that take it there, and then you have people that just listen a little deeper and kind of relate it to anything in life. You know, for me, it was about music. Man, if I had these songs, the things that I probably could have accomplished with these records. Like, you know, when I first heard All of Me, I was like, man, he beat me to that. That's a record. When I heard that record, I was like, man, John Legend is amazing. I wish I wrote that record. There are very few records where I say, I wish I wrote that. And that was one of those records. And so, you know, coming up with If You Were Mine was more about the inspiration that a lot of these artists had given me as well. You know, when I went and watched Justin Timberlake do his show, I went out on the road with him for like 6-7 shows, and I sat and watched like a kid every night, like I was in school in third grade, and took notes every night, watched the whole show, 3 hours. And I was like, wow, if that stage was mine, if that airplane wing that's flying across this arena was my airplane wing, if that stage where the band is coming up out of the floor and floating around, you know, if that was mine, oh my goodness, you know. And it gave me an opportunity to sing about it in a real space, you know what I mean, as it pertains to all things, from a woman, from a career, from anything, from a car. If, man, if that was my car, I rode through Hollywood slow, I'd put the window down, baby. What up with you, baby? You see me rolling, baby. You see me doing it, you know. And, you know, that's how I wanted people to interpret that song. I wanted them to interpret it any way they felt the need to in order to feel good about it.
but you did a fantastic job, and it definitely resonates through the entire EP. So without further ado, let's get into it. The title track from If You Were Mine, Tank, in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
The time was forced to slow down. I'd make you understand love the right way. I'd give you all of me to make you so proud. I'm begging for a shot, that is all I can say.
If you were mine,
never let you go.
If you were mine,
I'd hold you close to me. Yeah.
If you were mine,
I'd treat you like everything I need.
If you were mine,
say it if you. All the things you should know.
If you were mine,
if you were mine, no, I,
if you were mine,
the title track, If You Were Mine, from the new EP, Much, Much Too Short, from Tank here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by his official website. That's at www.therealtank.com. Also for Facebook and also for Twitter. And be sure to stop by his Instagram page and get the latest album, Stronger, available on iTunes, Google Play, and if you're feeling even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. My man, first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and honoring us this evening. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I appreciate it. It's always awesome to be able to have these conversations and to have an audience, you know, to listen, you know what I mean? From the music to all the good things we talked about, man. And hopefully a lot of this stuff can be inspirational to people that want to do what we do, man. So I appreciate it a million.
And hey, it's all about bringing real radio and real substance back to their ways. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill that need, man. Have a blessed evening. Stay prosperous and much continued success.
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless the very talented Tank here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And I must apologize for one thing. So I'm getting my days kind of mixed up. I said Wednesday, my faux pas, my sincere apologies on a very smooth Tuesday evening. Lord have mercy. And speaking of smooth, is it okay if we get lost into Tank's new EP, of course, If You Were Mine, with Stay With Me, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need love, 'cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go as planned. I don't want you to leave. Can you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all. Thank you.
Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt.
I had to take you back just a little bit. Glenn Lewis, It's Not Fair, in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you again to Tank. Thank you, my man, for honoring us this evening, and to all the many listeners and supporters out there for tuning in and tuning out the negativity and the synthetic music. No, you won't get that. We want our R&B music shaken but not stirred. Lord have mercy. Be sure to purchase the new EP for free. Yeah, I did say for free. You can actually pick it up at Dat Piff. That's D-A-T as in Tom. Piff, P-I-F-F .com/ If You Were Mine. Great EP by Tank. And if that's not enough music by Tank to tantalize your musical palate, you can always head over and purchase his latest album, Stronger, available on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. And speaking of real music, my goodness, I had the pleasure last Wednesday of having the very super talented Miss Carmen Rogers back full strength. New album, Stargazer, with Charge, featuring Anthony David, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
What more could I prove? Tried to reach you.
Thank you.
Lord have mercy. Nothing better than a double dose from Carmen Rogers, of course. It's Me from the EP, The Bittersweet, and before that, from the new long-awaited album, yes, Lord, Stargazer with Charge, featuring Anthony David here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but you know what? The teddy bear has nothing but Uber and succulent love for you. Yes, Lord. So, okay, yes, you did miss out on the Tank interview, but you can always go back to the archives and listen to it in its entirety. But I have a better suggestion. If you wait 48 hours, my team will be on it. They will edit it, and I mean edit it in a way that will be so magnifique. Lord have mercy. I seem to need. I'm here to fulfill that need with quality music. I've been told once by a blogger, he said, you know what? I'm going to start calling you the Chocolate Neo. And I said, why is that? He said, because you know what, Teddy Bear? You're here to help everyone escape the matrix of synthetic music. Lord have mercy. Here's the latest from Demetria McKinney. Trade it all here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Baby, I hope you know that I love you and that I love us, but there's been a lot on my mind and I gotta let you know how I'm feeling right now.
Something's been on my mind.
away and keep on playing games with my heart.
She's a lover and a friend.
Faithful to the end.
And with her, I know I can win. She's faithful. She gave me a brand new son. Oh, the girl is faithful.
Faithful to the end.
Every man needs somebody.
Faithful to the end.
All kind of weather, we stay together. Leave a name. Love forever. I cannot say, but that I hope
faithful to the end.
I'd like to be her very best friend.
Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome songstress, yes, Lord, Monifa. She's going to join us tomorrow night as we get lost in her new hit single, One Moment. So definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, to get all the beautiful updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website at LOTL, the Comfort Zone. www.mickmurphyofthesystem.com. And if that's not enough to tantalize your musical palette of information, you can always swing by and catch up with us on Twitter. Join the grassroots movement of real music substance back on airway. That's twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Same for Facebook. Yeah, Facebook.com/LOTL, the comfort zone, where, yes, we're on TuneIn, so you have no excuse not to tune us in and tune out all the synthetic music. That's at TuneIn.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. Feeling like Linus this evening. Got you all comfy and cozy with my little blanket, a little cup of honey with a dash of a lot of tea. I have more honey than tea, but what would you expect from a teddy bear? Let's get lost in some more DJ Rogers with Say You Love Me here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
take you by the hand.